The United States will persuade rich and poor countries to share the burden of fighting climate change this week with a big US pledge to cut greenhouse gas emissions, likely to help mend ties. Washington will hold talks among other major economies, including China, the European Union, Russia, India and Japan, in Paris, starting today and finishing tomorrow, to search for common ground on issues such as how to cut fossil fuel use and promote clean technologies. The Paris meeting will be followed in December to establish a follow-up on the agreement of the Kyoto Protocol due to expire in 2013. We spoke with Washington-based energy analyst James Lussier, who said that the sense of urgency to impose regulations will be tempered by the price tag.
There really hasn't been a complete and detailed cost accounting yet of what it would cost to build new power plants that are cleaner, new clean energy sources, electric transmission lines, and so forth. You know, I think that the rhetoric we have seen in the past years about how dealing with climate change is something so obvious and necessary that everyone should do it right away is going to be tempered somewhat as the U.S. Congress contemplates a price tag of probably several trillion dollars.
Where does the U.S. stand in relation to replacing the Kyoto Protocol, which I think is coming up in Copenhagen?
Well, the United States hopes to participate in a meeting in Copenhagen this December, which will come up with a follow-on protocol to the Kyoto Protocol. And I think that most major industrial countries are ready to address some sort of binding limit on carbon emissions. The real problem is how you integrate the developing world into this picture. In many parts of the world, even in places that we think of as relatively advanced, such as China and India, there are billions of people altogether who have never made a phone call, who don't have clean water, who don't have access to electricity, and who really have nothing like the lifestyle that people in the developed world have. So there is a very considerable resistance in India to doing anything that would impede the development of the Indian economy. In China, you certainly have an awareness of a problem and an effort to diversify away from extreme reliance on dirty coal. But, you know, the Chinese correctly point out that the Western world has had the advantage of developing with no constraints in energy use for the past 200 years and more.